Welcome to the C3 Oxford Falls podcast. For more information about our church, please visit myc3church.net. Wherever you are listening from right now, get ready to receive as God has a word just for you.
Such an honor to be here, and let's just all stand up and honor the pastors of this house. Phil and Chris are unbelievable. The more I spend time with them, the more I see God's love all over them. Yesterday, I said to the girls that I was trying to describe Chris, and I said what describes Chris is that she oozes love out of every pore, and I'm sure you agree with that. You two really are wonderful leaders. Thank you for what you're doing for us and for the world. Bless you both. Thank you. So, Chris and I have had some, you may be seated. Chris and I have had some interesting discussions about consciousness and loveness. And, you know, we kind of been enjoying this, haven't we, Chris? We've been having some deep discussions about this. In the first session today, I was explaining a little bit about the consciousness of God. So if you can get hold of that, I assume it'll be online. Is that correct? It'll help with just understanding this session. But this session, we're really going to talk about it in the concept of the consciousness of God. What is this godness? What is this loveness from a very practical perspective? And a scientific perspective, because I'm a scientist, so I'm going to give it to you from a scientific perspective. I teach around the world in all different environments, and sometimes I am in environments where I'm not allowed to say the word God, but I can talk science, and I'm still talking God because God made science anyway. So science is a description of God and all his magnificence and his glory. But you know, when we talk about, like we were singing, when you were singing this morning, and you sing the word Jesus, and you sing, and there's just such a power that hits you. Did you feel that power? And you know, we have this wonderful physical body that's able to feel the presence of God. So this eternal nature of God, this love of God, this God consciousness is in us. It's all over us. It's in our DNA. It's what we run on. It's the engine. It's the currency of what we are running on. And this currency has a scientific nature. And it is actually very intelligent and very strong and very focused and brilliant. In fact, what I'd like you to do now is just breathe deeply. Take a very deep breath. Breathe in to the point where your chest is rising. Just deep breath and then just let it out slowly. And just do that again. And as you do it the second time, just close your eyes and just connect with the Holy Spirit. Just connect with the Spirit of God. Just connect with the power of God. Just breathe in and out three times with your eyes closed, deep breath, and just connect with the power of God. Deep breath in and out. Just increase your awareness of God, the godness around you. Heaven is at hand. Just do it again. Breathe in. Deep breath in and out. And again, in and out, and open your eyes. Do you know that we are designed to connect with the Holy Spirit every 10 seconds? This is what brain science shows us. I was sharing this with the girls this weekend. The brain science shows us that our brain is designed to be consumed by energy. It consumes energy and is consumed by energy. And the energy that makes the brain work, which in turn makes the body work, has it in its nature and in its design a very interesting structure. And for want of a better word, the scientists are calling it love. And they say that this love nature inside the brain, which is in all these kind of incredible quantum waves and clouds, and you know, they can bring it right down to a physical description, is what really makes us work and what's that breath of life. So as you were breathing in, you were accessing, yes, oxygen, but you were accessing the energy that is directly from the source, which is God. So this energy empowers us to think and to feel and to choose. And when Jesus rose from the dead, we know that he said that all power has been given unto him. And then the scriptures say that we have a love power and a sound mind. So with our powerful minds, we are able to create. Like God made the fish in the sea, and then the sea continued to reproduce. We have that reproductive power in us. We are constantly able to reproduce. But the question is, what are we reproducing? Because if we are designed to reproduce from the energy of God, because God gives us this energy to be alive, it's because of God, the breath of life, Job 32:8, the breath of life from the Almighty is what is keeping us alive. It's energizing every part of us. If that is the case, how do we make sure that we are functioning in a way that is reflecting what we are supposed to be doing? And what will happen if we don't? So what will happen if we actually don't listen to this natural nature of ours, which is to listen and to be consumed by the power of love, which is Godness? God is loveness. Love is God. What will happen if we don't do the right thing? Now, this is the question of what I have been looking at for many years, and it's the mind-brain connection. It basically answers this concept of what is the mind, what is the brain, what is the spirit, how do they work together, are they connected, do they impact each other? And as a scientist, I have been trying to make sense of this energy that innovates humans, that energizes humans, and that enables us to have this creative power that is inside of us. So back in the 80s, I did research looking at when you intentionally, and let's have a look at the first slide, when you intentionally and deliberately use your mind, will there be a physical change inside of you? In other words, the fancy word for that is there a physical causal efficacy of thinking? Does your thinking do anything? What is thinking? If thinking is this energy thing, where is it coming from? Okay, so we know it's coming from God, and we can track where the thinking is coming from, the energy of thoughts, right back through to the science of quantum physics, which points directly at God, which is what we are finding in the studies of quantum physics. But also, so when we are thinking, we have this ability to physically change the structure of our brain. So when you are thinking, and I found this in my research, deliberate thinking causes a structural change in your brain. Also, the thought that you're thinking right now, at 10 to the 27, which is about 400 billion operations per second, you are physically changing the structure of your brain and also impacting every cell of your body. So no thought is harmless. Every thought counts. And not only is every thought instantaneously affecting every single part of your body, but every thought that you think, listen to this, is generating photons of energy out into the world, affecting each other in our immediate vicinity, but also people on the other side of the world. And this is very complex stuff we're talking about, but what we are saying here is exactly what it says in the Word of God, that we are designed to renew our mind and bring all thoughts, not some thoughts, into captivity to Christ Jesus, because of the creative power of thoughts is impacting you, spirit, soul, and body, and every single person on this planet. And you may not have thought that your thoughts count, but your thoughts count. And quantum physics, the advanced version, which we call the von Neumann-Stapp orthodox quantum physics, you want to say that again, is the physics that is showing us these deep things, that we are completely entangled in each other, that we impact each other, that every thought that you think has massive impact. And I saw this back in the 80s with the research that I was doing, which was some of the first in the world on neuroplasticity, which means your mind can change your brain and impact your body. And if you change the way you think, you change the physical nature of your brain and body, you change the integration of your spirit, soul, and body, and you impact those that you're in relationship with, and you impact the world, and you impact future generations. Because your thoughts leave an engram, an epigenetic mark, physical change in your brain that will pass through the sperm and the ova to the next generations. Scripture says that the sins of the father will reach through to the third and the fourth generations. So in other words, our thoughts are passing through generations. And so in other words, our thoughts have impact, and that's the good and the bad, not just the bad. The stuff that comes through creates a predisposition, but it doesn't guarantee that you're going to act like your parents, thank goodness, okay? Some of the things we do want to do, some of the things we don't want to do that our parents did. But we have that in us. And what I'm just trying to say to you is that the creative power that enables the fish to reproduce and the animals of the land to reproduce and us to reproduce, that physical reproduction that we see in nature is also the nature of your mind. Your mind is reproducing. And the question is, how does it reproduce and where does it get the energy? How does it reproduce? Through your thinking, feeling, and choosing. They work as a triad. I mentioned this morning. Thinking, feeling, and choosing work together. When you think, feel, and choose, your mind, which is your soul, is in action. And when you think, feel, and choose correctly, you are renewing your mind according to the Word of God. And science shows us that we are supposed to do that every 10 seconds. 6 times a minute, we are supposed to be focusing on what it is that God has called us to do. Now, that is a challenge, and that takes deliberate, intentional disciplining of our thought life. That means you can't just shoot things out of your mouth. You can't just react. You need to actually think through what you are saying and connect with the Holy Spirit. We talk about praying continuously and meditating on the Word day and night. Well, I'm telling you the practical way of doing that. Renewing the mind. All my books are teaching you the practical, scientific way to bring all thoughts into captivity activity, to renew your mind continuously. These are not optional things, these are life skills. And people are dying 15 to 25 years younger from life, preventable lifestyle diseases that are coming from wrong thinking, which is leading to wrong feelings, which is leading to wrong choices, which is leading to wrong structural changes in the brain, which is impacting on what we think, say, do, eat, react, etc., etc., and it's impacting generations. So it's time for us to very seriously not just hear the words of Scripture, but practically apply the words of Scripture. And that is why I love C3 Church, because C3 Church is driven to be very practical in application, not just super spiritual. It is practical. Jesus is practical. If you look at the life of Jesus, read the Gospels, Jesus was all about being practical, expressing the love of God, etc. Okay, so your intentional, conscious, and powerful thoughts change your brain. Make sure they are God's thoughts. Einstein once said, "I want to know God's thoughts. The rest are details." Here is a brain. I hope it doesn't put you off breakfast or lunch or whatever's coming up. Anyway, this brain is fantastic, phenomenal. We only understand somewhere between 8 and 10%. The easy question of science is understanding the structure of the brain, believe it or not. The hard question of science is trying to explain all this thinking, feeling, choosing, uniqueness, experiencing what it feels like inside for you and me. Consciousness, God, energy, intelligence, all those are the hard questions of science. But they're actually the easy questions of Christianity, because we find the answers in the Word of God. God is the source of everything. If God wasn't looking, we wouldn't be here in the first place. And God is still looking, so sustainability is in God and from God. So whether you believe or not, you are still being sustained by the Creator. So what we have to do as believers in the God of everything is reflect that God to the world. And we can't reflect that God to the world if we don't even understand how we function. And if we're living, as I mentioned in the first service, as atheistic Christians, where we are dominated by worldviews that go against what God teaches. So what are the consequences of that? If you want to know more about my science, I did a TED talk. I have journal articles, blah, blah, blah. So I just want to show you this slide that is a summation of years and years and years and years of research to show you that when you think and change the way you think. So when you renew your mind, when you bring your thoughts into captivity, when you tune into the God consciousness, when you tune into your loveness, which is your nature, which quantum physics has shown that you are actually made up of energy waves that are actually that the scientists describe as love. These energy waves, they call them love waves because they generate very, very healthy signals that make your brain and body healthy. So when you think in that way, through the choices that you make, you are going to change your brain. And I show this in research, when you show people and teach people with brain damage, with emotional issues, with whatever, how to deliberately and intentionally use your brain properly, you are going to you're going to have a massive improvement in cognitive, emotional, intellectual, social, EQ. The whole lot will improve by a minimum of 35% and up. I, on average, found in my research over the years an improvement of 35 to 75%, which is massive. Most people, I hate to tell you this, but most people don't change more than about 5% in 5 years. So that is not enough change, because we haven't got enough time to be so slow with our changes. We have to speed up the way we are functioning. So we can't be a bless me country club church. Life, body of Christ, whatever, we have to be very active in finding out and understanding how we function. And that's what I try and bring to the table. So I can't teach it all in 30 minutes. I have to tell you to read my books and watch me on TV and whatever. I've got a TV show to help you. Now I'm just trying to give you a taste. As I say, I just give introductions. Okay, so this over here is a brain, a real brain. I showed it to the girls over the weekend. I just love this slide. It is a real human brain. It is a person who's alive, connected to very advanced brain technology. And as they are thinking, they are thinking and feeling and choosing, their mind is in action. So let me remind you, you spirit, you soul, you body. Your soul is your mind. Your mind in action means that you're thinking, feeling, and choosing. The three work together. You think, you feel, then you choose. Think, feel, choose. 40 times a second on a conscious level, 400 billion operations per second on a non-conscious level. And you're aware of all this fancy stuff every 10 seconds. But you can ignore the every 10 seconds prompt, or you can respond to the every 10 seconds prompt. I'm trying to help you to recognize that you need to learn how to respond to the every 10 seconds prompt to keep you in mental health, which is your norm, your natural, you're wired for love, your perfect you nature, because scientists have discovered that we are wired for love. There is nothing in our brain and bodies for anything toxic, anything that isn't joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, this side of the stage. This is the normal. This is the default. This is who we are. And we have the blueprint for this perfectness inside of us. And as we go through life, thinking, feeling, and choosing, renewing our mind, bringing the thoughts into captivity, we are actually actively choosing to step into this zone of love, accessing the ingredients for success. If we don't, we step into mental ill health, which is not what we've got. The scriptures say you have a spirit of love, a spirit of power, a spirit of soundness, not a spirit of fear. So why do we live as though the spirit of fear is the truth? This is a non-zone. This is the zone of illusions. This is the zone where the enemy resides, and it's the zone where if we submit to the zone, we will take the illusions and lies of the enemy who has no power left. Read your Bible. When Jesus rose from the dead, the enemy can only lie to us. So we have to listen to the lies. We have to believe the lies. We have to grow the lies. Whatever you think about the most will grow. The brain structure change that you saw in the slide a few moments ago will happen in this zone and this zone. This is the plastic paradox. If you focus on the toxic, you build toxic. If you focus on the healthy, the perfect you, you build health. And you can always change between the two. Every time you choose, you are powerfully able to change. Your brain is like a can of worms. It keeps changing. It keeps moving. And the design of the can of worms is based upon your thinking, feeling, and choosing. So if we look back at the slide of inside the brain, the fired up brain over there, this is unique for every human. No two humans will have the same firing up in their brain. But what this shows us is mind in action. It shows us consciousness is a real thing. This is the energy from the throne of grace. To get spiritual, this is quantum energy firing up your brain that you drive, that you access, that is a Genesis creative power. So you creating your realities. You creating your realities. You are responding, and as you're responding, you're building. You're building stuff in your brain, and you are responding from that. We need to check what kind of realities we are building. So if you look at the next slide, this is an actual slide of neurons in a Petri dish, but it represents what's going on in your brain currently. So as you are thinking, feeling, and choosing, mind is in action. You are either accessing and dipping into your connection with you're connecting with God, or you're not. You're always accessing your spiritual nature. Your spiritual nature is part of your soul. They work together. They cannot be separated. They work 24/7. That's why you're alive. But you can disconnect from the Spirit of God. So every time you choose not to listen, you're taking the power of God and abusing it, and you're listening to the enemy. You're taking the lies of the enemy, and you are thinking, feeling, and choosing. And the minute you think, feel, and choose, you're going to grow branches. If we can make this replay. Okay, so that's now the action, the movement is your mind in action, thinking, feeling, and choosing. If you're listening to God, what you see growing there are healthy thoughts in your brain. But if you're not listening to the Spirit of God, you are listening to your own wisdom and the wisdom of the world, which is not always going to be the wisest thing to do. And you're going to take the lies of the enemy. I'm going to die. I'm going to get sick. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. This is terrible. That's why this person did this, that's whatever. And all the toxicity. And we're going to wire that into our brain. We're going to create a toxic thought inside of our brain. And we are going to create evil. Where does evil come from? Us. When we abuse the creative power that is placed within us, we will create evil. Evil's not something, the enemy has got no power left. He can lie to us. He needs to use us to create evil, to express the evil. Or we listen to God and we let God reflect his glory through us to cover the earth as the waters cover the seas, saturating the earth with God's glory. So if you look at the next slide we'll see is a neuron coming up in the brain. This is exactly what I wanted. Okay, so now we can react to life in one of two ways. You can see the good way, you can see the bad way, very obvious. Okay, so when stress is a good thing, so when we are thinking, feeling, and choosing in the perfect you, we are stepping into healthy stress. Stress does not kill. Stress is fantastic. Stress makes your neurotransmitters flow. It makes you focus, concentrate, blood flow to your brain, oxygen to your brain, all this, your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, which balances every structure of your brain and body, is going to work like in a balance. Just 1,400 physical responses, neurophysical responses, are happening at peak performance in your body. So your physical is responding to your mental decision, your mind decision, to step into your true spiritual nature, access the power of God. Stress works for you. Blood increases to your brain. You have your heart pumping faster, more oxygen in your brain. All these fantastic things happening, and you make a good choice. You build in a good tree. But now, and that is mental health. This is normal. This is what we designed to do. And as we go through life, we are accessing and building our ability to do this. And that's why I've called the book The Perfect You, a blueprint for identity. Because your identity is in Christ and it's unique to you. It's different for each of us. As you know, we are all different and unique. The law of the brain is diversity, which means no one's brains actually look the same inside, same basic structures, but they all look different if you look inside and you look deep down. But it's a blueprint. In other words, you have a blueprint is the pre-building thing. You have a blueprint for something, a blueprint for a conference, a blueprint for whatever. You have to, through the process of your life, develop this. How? Through how you're thinking, feeling, and choosing. And because God knows how powerful and reproductive and Genesis this is, he therefore says, choose life, not death. Listen to me. Be led by the Spirit of God. I will go, but I will send you the Helper. You know the Scriptures. It's time not to just know the Scriptures. It's time to apply the Scriptures in your life. And this is where science is so powerful, because science gives us the skills. So I call these three books over here the Spirit Soul Body Toolkit, because it literally is. The Perfect You teaches you this nature, these profiles, these all kinds of things to help you in there to understand this nature, how to recognize, how to learn to operate in the every 10 seconds awareness, how to stay in the state. Then the book called Switch on Your Brain, which I've spoken about before here, teaches you how to actually wire out the messes that we've made. Because let's face it, we're all going to make wrong choices. We're all going to have those slips. We're all going to miss the mark, whatever you want to call it. But fortunately, your brain is a can of worms, so we can change it. So through our intentional, deliberate mind work, we can change. We can create these changes inside of our brain. So when we're in healthy stress, we're doing that. But when we're in toxic stress, we are changing the nature of our brain as well. We are causing brain damage. So toxic stress is when I make stress work against me instead of for me. So when I don't react correctly, when I don't think, feel, and choose correctly, when I don't access the energy from the source of every energy, which is God. God is love, all that loveness, consciousness, etc. When I don't access that, I am then going to build toxicness, toxic brain damage into my brain. And when I do that, I'm going to have less blood flow to my heart, to my body. The blood vessels around my heart will constrict. I'll have less oxygen in my brain, less blood flow in my brain, and 1,400 different neurophysiological responses that would work for me instead of against me are now working against me. No wonder we feel terrible when we're in this zone. So your body is an alarm system. It fulfills many functions. Your spirit, soul, and body, all three are important. And one of the main functions of your body, and I really believe this is a main function of your brain and body, is to keep you aligned with your design. Okay? To keep you aligned with your design. Listen to your body to get back in this zone. Because when you're not listening to the Holy Spirit every 10 seconds, you're going to be discomforted. And you're going to get into what I call the discomfort zones. You're going to get a discomfort in your mind. And if you could just flip to that script, that slide, it's right at the end. Look at this. Thank goodness Mac can read my mind, because I've got slides that he's got to now jump around and find. But he'll find. There you go. See? I told you. He reads my mind. Okay. So we have these amazing gifts from God built into the physical nature of who we are, called discomfort zones. And these discomfort zones are alarm systems in our brain and our body. And there's four main discomfort zones, as you can see. The first one is just aware. Now, when you tune into the Holy Spirit, when you learn how to do this, which you do through the Perfect You concept that I was speaking about, you can actually become aware of your thoughts as they are coming in and coming up. So we have an incoming signal, my words. Now, currently, this is the example we're going to use. As I'm speaking, you're thinking of things. I'm stimulating thoughts to move from your existing memories, which we call your non-conscious mind, where they are stored, into your conscious mind. So you've got an incoming signal, you have an upcoming signal. You are also, according to science, able to access every 10 seconds a third level of wisdom or a third dimension. And that is the spiritual nature of the universe, which is what the scientists say, but we know as Christians that's talking to the Holy Spirit. So we are able, our brain is designed. I mean, people do this under with an fMRI or that brain technology you saw with that fired up brain a few moments earlier on. When people focus on the incoming and the upcoming and they pray, talk to the Holy Spirit, their brain fires up into the highest possible intellectual state that it possibly can go into. Its love circuits fire. It fires up. It is completely operating in a 100% correct signal firing, etc., etc. I mean, there's a lot of science and I'm trying to make it simple, but it is perfect. Your brain pushes into perfect mode when you connect with the Holy Spirit. When you don't connect with the Holy Spirit, we don't see that kind of level of firing inside the brain. Now, brain technology can't tell you how you think. Brain technology simply shows us that something's going on in the brain. And as the different types are advancing, we will never be able to build an artificial intelligence or anything because we're way too intelligent for that. But and the power of our mind is infinite, and you could never build a computer that could compute infinity. But what we do have is in this technology are pictures literally inside of the brain to see, oh, something is going on. And we know what looks good and we know what looks wrong from the study of brain science. So we see that discomfort zones is a wonderful tool to help us to recognize this. So when you get this just aware level, then there's a disruption in the love firing of your brain. And you need to listen. You need to say, okay, why am I feeling this discomfort? You may not be quite aware, but you need to tune in and say, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to show me? What is wrong here? Or what's right here? Sometimes the Holy Spirit's saying, hey, well done. That's good. Stay down that vein. That's what you should be doing. But you're not used to this, so you don't know how to respond to it. So you've got to train yourself. This is intentional and deliberate renewing of the mind exercise stuff, okay? Then you get the next, I'm just briefly going through them. The next one is the easy one, the adrenaline pounding, heart pumping. That is when you get into the stress zone. And remember, stress is good for you. So if you are feeling energized and focused by the stress, then tune in. The Holy Spirit is talking. Respond to your body. When the muscles tighten up, when you get into this, you know, that kind of energizer bunny zone, make sure the Holy Spirit's directing that, okay? If you feel that you are, that your heart's pounding, but you feel that your cognitive fluency is going, that you're feeling like almost pain, that you're feeling fearful, that you feel, then it's working against you. And your perception of the event will throw your body into positive or negative stress purely by your perception. How you perceive the situation, oh, it's going to be terrible. Immediately, toxic stress, brain damage in your brain, listening to the, not listening to the Holy Spirit, moving into the imperfect you, and creating mental ill health and increasing your chance for disease by 75% to 60% to 98%. That's scary. And if you continually do that and continually make these wrong decisions, you mutate your genes. And if you just keep a lifestyle of this, it goes to the next generations. And eventually research on the genome has shown us that mutated genes produce disease. Disease does not come from God. Evil does not come from God. God created everything that is good, gave man power. Man abuses power. Result, disease, evil, etc., etc., etc. Stop blaming the devil. Start looking at us. Start looking at our humanity and how we've dehumanized ourselves and the world around us. When we operate in our humanity, when we bring our humanity back, we are bringing heaven to earth. We are operating in the love zone. So the other discomfort zone is attitude. What attitude do you have? Attitude is powerful. Attitude fires up over the brain. People can pick up your attitude. They can't read your thoughts, but they can. So what is your attitude? Are you generating a fear, anxiety, irritated? It's your body language. It's attitude comes from your brain through your body language. I teach you in the discomfort zones how to read that, how to recognize that. About to choose, as you're about to make a decision, in that 10-second moment, which every 10 seconds you're going to be thinking, feeling, and choosing, and you'll be aware of those, but more or less every minute, so every 60 seconds, so six cycles of these 10 seconds, you'll be very, very aware. So this about to choose thing happens around about every minute. It can happen sooner. It doesn't mean that you're not going to tune in to the every 10 seconds level as well, but it really hits you in your face and at around about 60 seconds. And when it's the wrong choice, if you tuned into the Holy Spirit, if you've disciplined your mind, which it's designed to do, to take advantage of this ability to listen to the Holy Spirit, which I call the multiple perspective advantage, because you get a multiple perspective of the situation. You go into what in science we call superposition. Multiple perspective. You've got multiple perspectives. Where from? A superposition. What is a superposition? Incoming, upcoming, and communication with the Holy Spirit. So you're in this analysis superposition zone. You're in this point of where you haven't yet made your choice, but you haven't yet responded. You haven't yet built the network in your brain. So you still got time to fix it. And we have an incredible ability inside of us to do this, but it requires training. I have a checklist in my Perfect You book that is a simple checklist that you can use to teach, that you memorize a few little things that just teach you to keep you in that zone. The discomfort levels teach you how to feel physically in your body. There's a profile to help you understand your identity and what it feels like. I'm trying to teach you because what I have learned from my years in clinical practice, 25 years and 30 years of brain research, and I still do research, I still do studies, I work with neurologists and neuroscientists and neurosurgeons, showing the mind-brain connection. What I have learned from the thousands of emails and the experience that I've had is that if we don't learn to control our thinking, feeling, and choosing, nothing else is going to work. Everything else will collapse around you because your thinking, feeling, and choosing is you. It's you. It's everything. Everything you say and everything that you do is based upon what you've just thought, felt, and chosen. So if you haven't aligned it with your design, you're going to find that you step into mental ill health. And I'm going to show you quickly some slides of what this kind of looks like in the brain. But we have these little things called dendrites. Let's have a look at the dendrites. We're going to see an image of little Christmas tree looking things, okay? Now, when we talk about building things in our brain, when we talk about building thinking, feeling, choosing, and building thoughts, which are memories, we grow them into those dendrites. Dendrites hold your memories. You may have heard of things like what fires together, wires together. That's not the correct science at all. It's old science. What happens is that when we think, we have a firing up, a response across our entire brain that is quantum. We also have a lot of electromagnetic activity happening inside the neurons of the brain. So it's like two levels of action that are happening. And as we think, if we don't think very deeply, we're only going to have activity around the sort of where you see the colored purple, yellow area, and around where you see these white bubbles, that's called a synapse. That's going to be a short-term memory. If you don't think deeply and intentionally, then you're not going to get growth happening in the dendrites. Let's look at the dendrites a close-up again. Okay, you're not going to get stuff happening there. So if stuff just happens, shallow thinking, fleeting thinking, if it just happens in the cell body or around where the little feet connect with each other, it's not going to last. But when you think deeply and intentionally and deliberately, you grow dendrites. The more you think, the more you grow. The stronger they get. They change structure. They change shape. Whatever you think about the most grows. Ladies and gentlemen, you are growing stuff in your brain. And that stuff you grow in your brain is going to be what you speak from. Thoughts are, there's more than 300 scriptures in the Bible that show that thoughts precede words. You know it, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. All those kind of scriptures, okay? That thought, what you think is going to build and is going to produce, it's going to be a productive thing. So if you look at the next slide, you'll see that this is healthy thinking. It looks like, I was told it looks like spaghetti and meatballs, but it's not. That's your brain. Those are thoughts. Now, if you have look at the next slide. That's one healthy thought. That the other one's a whole lot. We pull one out. That's a healthy thought. Look at an unhealthy thought or toxic thought. Okay, it looks different. That's not a black hole. It creates chaos in the brain. We've done a bit of artistic license there just to emphasize, but there'll be inflammation, there'll be damage. But you can rewire that. You can change that. Look at an individual one. See, it's messed up. Now, what I want to point out very quickly in the few seconds I have left is those branches that are wiggling, those are the dendrites. Those things hold content and emotions and memory. They're holding how you have used your God consciousness, the energy from God, the loveness. If it is all distorted and bent up, that loveness is the wrong signal. You haven't connected with the Holy Spirit in that decision or that thought-building process. We see reflected in the quantum energy across the brain an abnormal signal. And that abnormal signal causes the little things that are inside those branches, which are like, there's 10 billion of these tiny little things inside those branches, and those branches are tiny. So you'll be going inside there. And those little things are directly related to your thought. Now, here's the profoundness of this thing. I know it's complicated, but hang in here with me. I want to show you how God's designed you in such a beautiful way. Inside those little branches, they are these little things that look like tunnels, literally like a train tunnel. And inside, think of a tunnel and think of train tracks going inside the tunnel. Think of a cloud above the tunnel. Can you all visualize that? Okay. Now think of a poodle. Think of a poodle walking on the train track in the tunnel with a cloud over it. Okay? Now, with that analogy, that's kind of inside what it looks like inside one of these dendrites. If I think that little poodle is a nano poodle, and that poodle's function is it responds to your mind, and what it does is its little feet imprint into another type of protein called tubulin. It imprints a quantum action, and it's actually a vibration that is unique to you. No one will have the same vibration. It actually plays a tune. There's scientists that are showing that we all have our own little tubulin playing tunes which reflect our thoughts. And when it's a love thought, it's a healthy kind of good beat versus a erratic beat when it is an unhealthy thought. Those little poodles are implanting the memory, which is your thoughts, into the train tracks. I know this is complicated, that's why I give you these things. Why am I telling you this? Those train tracks are directly linked to your thought life. So it's like a physical connection between your mind and your brain. So we use quantum physics and quantum neurobiology to try to understand how the mind is interacting with the physical. Those little things are involved in cell division. You are constantly changing. Your cells are constantly dividing. You are constantly replicating. So the way that they replicate throughout your entire body is controlled by your thoughts making the poodles walk. So if your thoughts are toxic, you're not walking your poodles nicely. You're not feeding them. You're beating them up. They're not building nice train tracks. Whatever analogy you want to use to help you. And those are implicated in every disease that we currently know in mankind. Okay, and implicated when those as well in thought. So when they break down, not only will your body be vulnerable to disease, but they will also, your body also becomes vulnerable to mind issues. Mental health is normal. Mental ill health comes from when we step out of our normal zone. When we constantly step into the imperfect you, we create this kind of damage. With our mind, we can bring that health back. Mental health is not a disease that you can't fix. Mental health is a mind issue. Mental health is ill health. Is different from a physical disease like heart disease or immune system or something like that. Those are different, but all of those fall into the zone. So the physical diseases and the mind stuff, none of those are part of who you are. They are things that have been the result of trauma, etc. So you have a phenomenal power and ability in you, a replicative ability to constantly be in a Genesis moment and to decide that that's not your destiny, that's your destiny. So my challenge to you, and I'm going to throw out the 10-second challenge, the every 10-second challenge, go out there and start learning how to every 10 seconds access your perfect you and rewire and redesign your can of worms. Thank you.
At C3, we love stories. If you have a story to share of how God is working in your life, email us at stories@myc3church.net. You can also download the C3 Church app to keep up to date on events, listen to our latest album, and give as part of our tithes and offerings. We hope you have been blessed by this message. Use the handle @C3 Oxford Falls to follow us on social media.